a Ravenclaw, but Hufflepuff is objectively the best house, and I don't even think that's a hot take. That's just facts. Hufflepuff gets dunked on for that line in the Sorting Song where all the houses are like, I'll take the smart ones, I'll take the brave ones, I'll take the ambitious ones, and Hufflepuff's like, I'll take the rest. But we should be making fun of the rest of the founders for that, not Hufflepuff. Hey, Godric, what kind of 11-year-olds do you want at your school?
I want 11-year-olds who are willing to die for their country.
Like, Ravenclaw doesn't have the right idea either. She's like, I want the students that are smart and like learning. Bestie, it's a school. It's your job to make the students like learning and to make them smart. They're not supposed to come in like that. We already know that Slytherin is giving college preparatory school whose tuition is more than my entire yearly salary vibes. And then Hufflepuff comes along like, hey, maybe we should foster an environment of hard work and fair play for our students. And everyone was like, Hufflepuff, you communist. I don't know, I think it says a lot about our society that Hufflepuff's traits are the most undervalued. This is the Felix Felices lip gloss, by the way. Look at that gold! I just think in an ideal world, we would all want to be Hufflepuffs. And yellow goes good with everything, so